JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello, and thanks for joining us on Roundabout JA. Coming up, NWC to regularize customers in Westmoreland communities. And later, we'll have our usual Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned. The National Water Commission, NWC, is to start a massive operation in Cornwall Mountain and surrounding communities in Westmoreland to regularize the accounts and recover monies owing by residents who are now benefiting from the newly commissioned Barneyside water system. Speaking at a recent ceremony marking the commissioning of the refurbished system, Vice President at the NWC with responsibility for portable water systems operations and maintenance, Mark Blair, told the residents and potential customers that regularizing their accounts is the only way the NWC will be able to sustain its services to their communities. He says the sustainable delivery of water supplies across Jamaica is a difficult and costly undertaking, and it involves abstracting, treating, and delivering portable water from source to the customer, many times using electrically driven pumping stations. He told residents that the NWC is paying in excess of $500 million per month to the Jamaica Public Service to pump water to its customers across Jamaica.
I also urge all residents and potential customers to work with the NWC by being good paying customers as well as good custodians of the infrastructure serving your community. That's the only way this system will be able to be sustained, maintained, and operated for the next 20 to 25 years and beyond.
Some 6,000 residents in 10 communities are having their water service restored after 4 years with the commissioning of the Barneyside system. The 150,000-gallon tank was refurbished at a cost of $4.3 million, jointly undertaken by the NWC, the Rural Water Supply Limited, and the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment, and Climate Change.
Mr. Nepa, you come to check the air monitor?
Yes, man. This is an industrial zone. We have to monitor the air quality.
Sometimes what is released affects us bad, including what is let out in the sea.
Listen. When you see heavy smoke or dusting, smell any unusual odor in the community, call NEPA 754-7540. Let's work together for a cleaner environment.
A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.
One of the outcomes of Vision 2030 is that teachers will be trained to world-class standards. With the full support of parents and families, Jamaica will place emphasis on early childhood development. To find out more, go to vision2030.gov.jm. And now, we'll have a glimpse of Jamaica.
There's this plant called a squash. It's something looking like a melon, except that it has a neck, a very long neck, and it can be cooked and eaten like the way you would do normally do chocho. It can be mixed with saltfish, mackerel, or so forth, or people who would normally eat pork, that kind of stuff. Yes, it's nice with that.
Basil roe.
Remember that you too can share your glimpse of Jamaica for everyone to hear. You can send an email to glimpses@jis.gov.jm with your name and contact number. Or you can also give us a call at 926-359024. Thanks for your company on today's journey. Join us again on this station for another edition of Roundabout JA. I'm Casita Irving with studio engineer Andre Palmer. And until we do this again, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.